The Amos and Andy Show. Whenever Andy Brown is in trouble, it's safe to assume that it's caused by either women or money. However, in his present difficulties, he's gone a step further. He's combined them both. At the moment, he is in his office looking to the Kingfish for comfort.
Oh, I tell you, Kingfish, I is in a mess here.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I ain't got no sympathy for a man that's expect to take out a gal on a date with only 12 cents in his pocket.
Well, listen, I suppose when you was courting your wife, you never took her out with only that much money, huh?
Never, Andy, never. If she didn't have at least a dollar, the date was off.
Well, the only thing I can figure out is to take this gal of mine someplace tonight where there ain't no charge for admission. I know, maybe the museum. That's free.
Yeah, there's only one trouble over taking her to a museum.
What's that?
If she's anything like that last gal you had, they're going to keep her there.
Oh, no, Kingfish. Wait a minute. This gal is different. And I is crazy about her. Honest, I is.
Andy, you sound serious.
Oh, Kingfish, I is. I love her. And this ain't puppy love. This ain't no fly-by-night love. This is the real thing. The kind of love a fella dreams about all his life. It's rare.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. I ain't been in love like this since a week ago Tuesday.
Say, look, Andy, I don't know why you don't come right out and tell the gal you was broke. That ain't no crime.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Kingfish. This is one gal that I really want to marry.
Mm-hmm.
The gal got a good job in some office. She make a lot of money. Smart as a whip. You ought to see her handle numbers and figures. She's smart with figures.
Oh, business gal, huh?
Yeah, but there's one thing about that gal. She ain't got no respect for a man that ain't a success in business.
Yeah, that puts you right in the ash can, don't it?
Well, you see, to make a hit with her, why, I told her that I made about $7,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Told her that I got a lot of investments, so now how is I going to tell her that I was broke? I want to keep up a good front with her.
I tell you what, you do call up, Anna, and tell her that you got some business that just come up. Tell her that you planned on taking her out to a very exclusive club for dinner, but you can't.
Yeah, that's the stuff. I can lay it on with her. What kind of dinner was I going to take her to?
Oh, high class. Tell her that the dinner was starting off with seafood, then lobster thermidor, then oysters on the half shell, pheasant, chicken under glass, and tell her the dessert was going to be that French, well, just say PC resistance. Say that.
Yeah, hand me that phone.
Yeah, here you go.
I wish I had some money. I has had to take more gals on walking dates here lately. Getting so when I first meet a gal now, I look at her feet before I look at her face.
Yeah. Gotta get a lot of mileage out of them, Maureen.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Caroline?
Yeah.
Hello. This is Andy.
Oh, hello, Andy. How are you?
All right.
What time are you coming over tonight?
Oh, well, that's what I called you about, honey. I got in a meeting here with my bankers, and I ain't going to finish in time to get out tonight.
Oh, your bankers?
Yeah, they're here now. Wait just a minute. Hey, bankers, make that 2 off 10 net 60. And pile that money up on the table there and stop walking around on them checks laying on the floor.
Yeah, for a guy with 12 cents, that's really putting on the dog there, son.
Wait a minute. Hello, honey. I was going to take you out to an exclusive club tonight for dinner. Sorry we can't go.
Oh, I am, too.
Tell about the food, then.
Yeah. Tell you what we was going to have to eat, too, tonight, honey.
Well, what was that?
Oh, we was going to have a great meal. I had the whole thing ordered. We was going to start off first there with some kind of seafood.
A seafood cocktail?
Well, I ain't planned on no drinking. But anyway, then we blends in the lobster thermostat. And then following that, you know what was next?
No, Andy, what?
Pheasant on the half shell. And then, honey, we was going to have chicken under glass.
Oh, I've heard of that. Chicken under glass.
Oh, yeah. Tell you the truth, for a while there, I was thinking of having the whole meal served under glass, including us.
Oh, that was quite a dinner.
Oh, but I ain't told you about the dessert.
What was that going to be?
Piece de resistance. We might even have 2 pieces of it.
Oh, I'm sorry we couldn't get together, but give me a ring at the office tomorrow. You have my number.
Yeah, all right. And don't forget your little Andy Wendy.
I won't. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Andy Wendy. Well, Landa, that was one of the crazy...
Wait a minute. Come in, Amos. Come in.
Well, hello there, fellas. How is it?
Hi, Amos.
Amos, you missed it. Man tells a gal that he made $7,000 in 1944, made a date with her with 12 cents in his pocket.
Who done that?
Andy here.
Well, it sounds like him, all right, but speaking about your income for 1944, I just thought of something. Is you fellas figured out if you got any income tax to pay?
Income tax? Oh, me, is they still got that thing?
I'll say they still got it. And if you were supposed to pay your income tax and you don't file it, the FBI come after you.
Uh-huh. Oh, me, I done forgot about the thing, too. The FBI, huh?
You fellas better get going on it right away.
Yeah, well, and we as partners, so our income must be about the same. Get out the books there and let's figure out what it is.
Yeah, that's right. I'll get out the cash journal here. Got it right in my desk drawer here.
All right, keep the books, huh?
Oh, sure. Got each month on a separate page. Profit and loss and all that.
Yeah, start with January, ain't it?
Yeah. January. Profit, nothing. Loss, $1. February, profit, nothing. Loss, $2.50. March, profit, nothing. Loss, $3. April, profit, nothing. Loss, nothing. Say, Kingfish, we broke even in April.
Yeah, well, you're bound to hit one good month there. Wasn't there, then?
Well, then we took our summer vacation. May, June, July, August, and September.
Oh, we cut it short that year, didn't we?
You mean that you fellas took 5 months vacation after not making a dime all year?
Well, we was just resting up so we could hit the ball in October. What do we do in October there? Read the thing there. What is it?
Well, well, you know Columbus Day coming that month. That's a holiday.
Yeah, I remember.
Looked like we celebrated Columbus Day the whole month here.
Yeah, great man, that Columbus. How about November?
Looked like we done celebrated him in November, too.
Look, Andy, that book you got there ain't right. I remember you telling me that at the end of the year that you made $250.
Yeah, that is right. Amos, has I got to pay a tax on $250?
Well, I don't know, Andy. You better find out about that and find out quick.
Andy, we better go over and see our lawyer, Gabby Gibson. He is the man that can straighten you out. Gabby?
Hello, Gabby. We got to see you about something right away.
Well, come right in, boy. Glad to see you. I sure was glad to see you.
Yeah. Now, look here, Gabby. We is here to talk to you about $250 Andy made.
$250? Did I say glad to see you? Let me change that to delighted.
Listen, Gabby, this ain't $250 that I got. It's $250 that I done earned and spent, and now I'm afraid I got to pay income taxes on it.
Oh, yeah, Gabby, what we come to see you about, you know, we want to see if you know anything about income tax laws.
Does I know anything about income tax laws? Why, the first client I ever had was in trouble about that very thing. Wanted my advice on how to keep from going to jail. So I explained the income tax to him, explained it in and out, in and out.
And you kept him from going to jail, huh?
No, he's been in and out, in and out.
Well, look, Gabby, what we want to know is, does you know how to figure income tax?
That's very funny. Ask me if I can figure income tax. Can a duck swim? Can a duck swim?
You mean you can figure income tax as good as a duck can swim?
Well, not exactly. Not exactly.
Then what you mean?
I can swim as well as a duck can figure income tax.
Listen, Kingfish, Gabby don't know nothing about income tax. Come on, let's go.
Oh, wait a minute, boss. Wait a minute. I was only fooling. I knows all about income tax. All about it. The first thing you do is get a couple of deforms. A couple of deforms.
Couple of the forms, eh?
Yes, indeed. Next thing you take some of them and puts down all deductions that you think is entitled to. All that you think you's entitled to.
Oh, then what?
Well, then you starts all over. You ain't entitled that much.
Listen, Kingfish, I was right the first time. Now, Gabby don't know nothing about income tax.
I do, too. I do, too. I know that you better take care of that income tax. You better take care of it. Because if you don't, the government can force you. They sure can force you.
How can they do that?
How? By the law of the freedom of the seas. The freedom of the seas.
Freedom of the seas. How you figure that, Gabby?
If you don't pay that tax, the government gonna seize you and put you where you ain't got no freedom. That's freedom of the seas if I ever had it.
Brother Andy. How is you? How is you?
Listen, Kingfish, I've been thinking things over since we seen Gabby this morning. I'm going to get this gal of mine, Caroline Martin, that knows so much about figures to help me with my income tax.
Brother Andy, that's what I was here about. I just come from the bank, was talking to him over there, got some of the forms that you fill out, and I happen to announce that I is now expert on income tax.
Oh, great, Kingfish, great. Where does we start?
Well, now, let's start with some deductions here. That's the only part of us there's any pleasure to. Let's see, contributions, that's money for charity.
Well, say, listen, would Domestic Eyes of the Sea Relief Fund come under that?
Oh, sure.
Well, then put down a dollar.
A dollar? Is that all?
That's all they give me.
Oh, well, I'll put it down there. Now, the next deduction is, let me see here, depreciation. Now, that word there, don't let your veins sit up on you there. I'll explain the word. Depreciation means the wear and tear on something that you own and it make it go down in value.
Yeah, well, in that case, I can take off of my overcoat hanging over there.
Has your overcoat depreciated?
Well, take a look at it.
Don't look bad. Looked like a green satin overcoat to me, that's all.
Yeah, well, when I got it, it was a fur coat with a green satin lining.
Now, let's see what else here. Well, I guess you call that depreciation already. Put that down, your overcoat. Yeah. Now, but on second thought, Andy, wait a minute, y'all. I don't think they'd allow you for nothing on your overcoat. If you want to deduct for depreciation, you got to own personal property, like a home, something you was lived in and slept in.
Oh, well, then I can deduct for my suit.
Well, I don't think Mr. Morgenthau had nothing like that in mind when he started this mess. I really don't think he did. Yeah, well, now, let me see. Let's forget that and get to the next deduction. What you got there now? Let's see this thing.
Yeah. Show me. What is the next one?
Yeah, well, now, I know you can deduct for medical expenses, hospital, doctor's bills, and all that stuff.
Doctor bills?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now, there's something right there.
Oh, we got something here.
Oh, sure. I had one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. In February of last year, I got a bill for $30 from the doctor for some work he done.
Yeah, well, we'll take that off. $30, huh?
Oh, great. And when I pays him, can I take it off again?
Yeah, I think you might be able to do that now. That ought to come under the heading of you take it off now and then take it off. Yeah, that come under the heading of double indemnity. That's what it come under.
Yeah, well, I know what that double means, but what did that indemnity or whatever this means? What is that?
Well, indemnity, I'll explain it to you.
Well, what it means?
Maybe we better not take that off there. I don't think so.
Oh, listen, Kingfish, we ain't getting no place here. But before I decide to have my gal Caroline help me with the taxes, I'm going to try one more thing.
Yeah, what you going to do?
I'm going to try Shorty the barber. He got a business, so he must have paid income taxes before.
Yeah, well, you can try Shorty all right, Andy, but I don't think Shorty going to be able to help you none. You know one thing? He is the worst mathematician I done ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah. Well, there ain't no excuse for no man not being smart at figures.
Only yesterday, I walked in Shorty there to get a haircut and a shave that totaled up to 60 cents. I handed him a dollar, and he gave me a 50-cent change.
Oh, how you like that? Cheating you out of 20 cents. Well, I'm going to see him anyway. Shorty, the reason I dropped in, I thought maybe you could help me with something.
I'd be glad to, Andy. What does you want me to help you with?
My income tax. You was in this barber business here. You ought to know how to figure out income tax.
Oh, it's easy to figure out income tax. Yeah, you just fill out the form the government gives you. You just follow the instruction. The form tells you just what to do. The government thinks so anybody can understand. Morgenthau don't even know.
Look, Shorty, you got a business here, so you must have paid some income tax. Now, you certainly ought to be able to help me fill out this income tax form.
Let me see it. Oh, I was very familiar with all the questions on that one.
Oh, you is? Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, the only trouble is I ain't very familiar with the answers.
Listen, Shorty, this is silly. You must know how to fill out this form. You was done paid income tax, ain't you?
Oh, sure. I was paid income tax already.
Oh, well, now we're getting someplace. We're getting warm here. When you pay your income tax, how do you figure out how much you got to pay?
Oh, I never figures anything out. I just send them everything I make. It's a much simpler method.
But if you send them everything you make, then you ain't got nothing left to live on.
I ain't?
No.
I knew there was something wrong with that method.
Shorty, you ain't no help to me at all, you know it? Don't you know nothing at all about the income tax?
Oh, sure. I know that the government allows $300 a year for a child.
They does?
Yeah, but how many children make that kind of money?
Yeah, that do kind of sound silly, don't it?
Yeah, I also know that there are different brackets. Yeah, the more money you make, the bigger bracket you was in, and then you got to pay a lot more. You got to watch that.
Yeah, well, none of that stuff has helped me none, so give me a haircut as long as I was here.
Oh, sorry, Andy. I can't give you one till next week.
Why not?
Because my books, I got to slow down or I'll be in a higher bracket.
Well, look, I want a haircut.
No, please, Andy. You mess up my whole bracket.
Listen, Shorty, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me a haircut, I promise you not to pay you for it.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Andy, you was a real pal.
Boy, this income tax gets more and more mixed up. I can't make head or tail of it. I got a good mind to forget the whole thing and not even file no income tax.
No, that's it. That's a good idea, Andy. You don't have to stand for that kind of stuff. The government can't push you around like that. They ain't got the right to mess with it. Just ignore the whole thing. You love Alcatraz.
This has sure been a mess, Amos.
Yeah, you mean this income tax?
Yeah, if I'd have known income tax was going to be so hard to figure out, I never would have allowed myself to make any money this year.
Yeah, well, you didn't make much.
No, but by trying just a little harder, I could have made nothing.
Yeah, well, you almost did make nothing. Tell me, what is he going to do about filing it?
Well, I already done something about it. Amos, you remember me telling you about that new gal of mine, Caroline Martin?
Oh, the smart gal, yeah. She's the one that works, you say, at some big office. She's smart with figures.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
Well, I finally called her up and asked her if she would help me fill the thing out.
Uh-huh.
She said that not only would she help me, but she'd do the whole thing herself.
Oh.
She told me if I just send over income tax form with my figures, why, she'd fill the thing out for me.
Oh, that's great, Andy. Did you send her one of them blank forms?
Well, I didn't leave it all blank. I signed the thing where it says signatures. That was the only question I could understand.
Yeah, oh, I see. Say, wait a minute, though, Andy. Didn't you tell that gal you made $7,000 last year?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, when she sees from the figures that your income is only $250, she's going to know you've been lying to her.
Ah, but I got around that. I still told her I made $7,000 income. But when I gets the form back from her all filled out, I'll just copy the way she done it on another form. But using my own $250 figures.
Oh, that's how you're going to work it, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I got to get over to her office now, too. She told me she'd have the form all ready for me.
Good.
The Kingfisher's going over with me. I'll see you later.
Well, is this the building where your gal works, Andy?
Yeah, this must be it.
Yeah, why has we got to come up the alley and go in the back way to her office?
Well, she's filling out my tax blank for me on her working time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she don't want her boss to see her doing outside work.
Yeah, and by the way, Andy, if you expect her to believe that you was a $7,000 a year man, you better not put your feet up on a desk or nothing like that, because I noticed before that your shoes has got holes through the bottom of them.
Yeah, well, I done fixed that. I don't think she's going to notice that. I stuffed some newspaper in there.
A newspaper? Let me see. Lift up one of your feet.
There you is. Is it noticeable?
Hmm. See the Yanks take a rigador here.
Can you read that much?
Hey, there's Gravel Gertie running around there. Look at that. I see the whole headline in there.
Yeah, well, look. Here's the door. Here, now, let's get in her office there, Kingfish.
Yeah, okay. Let's go on in here.
Yeah, that's her over there at the desk, Kingfish. Wait a minute. Here she comes.
Oh, hello, Andy. How are you? Come on over and sit down.
Hello, Caroline. I'd like to have you meet one of my business managers. This is George Kingfish Stevens and Miss Martin here.
Very glad to know you, Miss Martin.
How do you do?
You know, making $7,000 like I do's, why, I always carry one or two business managers around with me.
Yes, I understand. Well, I filled out your whole form with the figures that you gave me over the phone, and the tax you owe on your $7,000 income is
$1,200. $1,200? A mere pittance.
Yeah, a man making $7,000 a year like you, Miss Brown, no, that's nothing.
Yeah, well, Caroline, honey, if you just give me the form now that you made out, why, I'll take it back to my office and mail it off with the $1,200 I owe. Is this the form here?
Well, this is a copy.
A copy? Where's the original form, the one I signed?
Well, that's up front, didn't you know?
Know what?
I already filed it. This is the Income Tax Bureau.
Ladies and gentlemen, for humanity's sake in this time of great need, won't you contribute to the Red Cross?
They really need your help, folks, so won't you please give?
Thanks and good night.
Good night, folks.
Next week, Andy has to find some way out of paying income tax on the $7,000 he boastfully reported through his girlfriend. So don't miss it. This program is broadcast to our armed forces all over the world. This is Harlow Wilcox saying good night to all of you from all of us.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.